We are continuing, and in reality, is the last majlis for inshallah for Surah Maryam. And the verse I recited is verse number 87. They shall not own any intercession save he who has taken a promise with the beneficent. Nobody will be able to do shafaat, intercession in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless who had a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are a lot of narrations about it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, say he holds steadfast to wilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imams after him. So the shafa'at will be given to one who has taken the covenant to accept the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Aimat Tahareen, and Imam said it is the covenant with Allah. What Allah is talking about. And there are more narrations about it, that if somebody before his death, he gathers people and he says, La ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah, and say that paradise is the right and hell is right. These are they are the haq, they are the truth. So that's also a covenant with Allah that he is dying as a Muslim. So that Allah will inshallah give intercession for him. Also what Mizan describes about the covenant is that the covenant is really your true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having good deeds. That's also your covenant. Some say that could be doing 5 times prayer regularly is also covenant, you know. So those are the things which are covenant for shafaat. Hadar Rahman no Walada. And they say the beneficent has taken his son. Christians said that Jesus is son of God. Jews said that Israel is son of God. Polytheists used to say that God has some sons and they used to make them junior gods, you know. Like that, he is a God and there is a son who is a God also. They used to say that. And they used to say that angels are God's daughter. So all of them, they were associating son with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of Islam, Quran, that the Quran, Prophet brought the Tawheed, the monotheism through Quran, and Allah made his Tawheed so clear. We thank Allah for that. That we do not associate anybody with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the basic need of our soul. Why father wants a son? Father wants son so that he can get help. Or he is bored, so he have companion. Or when he get feeble and old, then son will help. Allah doesn't need all this. Common sense. So he doesn't need son because he doesn't need all that. He is ghani. Means he is not, doesn't need anybody. Everything is because of him. Tahdar Rahman walada laqad jittum shay'in idda. Indeed, you have put forth something hideous, Allah says. Allah says, what you said that Rahman has a son, surely you have said something which is hideous, very bad, which is very hateful. Because the word id, I-D-D, id, which is idda, comes from that camel, it makes some ugly voices from his throat, from its throat. It's called id. So Allah says, that's what you said, laqad jittu shayum, shayum idda, surely you have put forth something hideous. Because nobody likes to hear this, what you're saying. Further Allah says, takadu samawatu يَتَفَتَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخَيُّرُ الْجِبَالُ حَدَّ. As it is, the skies are about to burst and the earth to split asunder and the mountains to fall down crashing. What you said is so bad that you said that Allah has taken his son. The whole system of universe is based on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole system is running by Allah. He's Hayyum and Qayyum, you know. He sustains himself, and because of his sustenance, he's self-sustaining. We know that. He's Hayyum and Qayyum, he's live and self-sustaining. And because of his sustenance, the whole universe is sustained. Any Any creation in the universe is doing, is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that. There are a lot of verses in Quran about that. And one who doesn't, who stops glorifying Allah, Allah destroys it. The animals, if they start doing glorification to Allah, Allah gets them hunted. So Allah says what you are saying, that Allah has a son, is it so that with this kind of saying, it is so hideous that the sky should fall down, sky should burst, and the earth should get split, and a mountain should fall down because it's so bad what he said, because the whole system of the universe is being of his oneness of Allah. To the beneficiaries. What is so hideous? Allah says that they attributed a son to the beneficent. وَمَا يَنْبَغِ لِلْرَحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. When it is not worthy of beneficent, then he should take a son. Allah says it is not worthy of the beneficent to have a son. You know, these verses are so beautiful that when you last 10 verses of Maryam, Surah Maryam, what we are doing is all about Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should read for our Tawheed, for the love of Allah, these verses very often, especially in the morning time, and see how Allah is talking about and how Allah is upset about who says these things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Allah's lover, they cry when they hear these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get in more in love with His oneness and His beauty. In kullu man fi samawati wal ardi illa ati rahman abda. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the beneficent as a servant. Allah says in the whole universe, whoever is in heavens and earth, they will not come to Allah, but they will come as His servant. How we are servant? When we come to Allah on the judgment day, we will be without clothes and without food. Did you ever see any servant even in this world who is without clothes and without food and shelter? That's how we'll go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have no house, we will have no food unless Allah offers at that day. We will have no clothes unless Allah offers the clothes. That's how we'll be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a servant. We'll leave everything behind and we'll be on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all have to stand. These few verses will make you cry, brothers and sisters. That we all, and we need to remember this day, every day in our life, the judgment day. How many people talk very little about judgment day and how the horrors of judgment day will be. Judgment will be of 50,000 years. We know that. And how long the 50,000 year is. You know. And we will be totally dependent on Allah that day. We are today, but Allah has given us some control in this life. But in judgment, after death, we have no control. No control at all. And judgment will be so hard. And we will be all as a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will wish that Allah will accept us as a servant. Not as a deviant or defiant. لَقَدْ أَحْسَاهُمْ وَعَدَّلْهُمْ عَدَّى. Certainly He has counted them and He has numbered them exactly. Allah has counted all of us and Allah has numbered all of us. Allah, see, this is so serious verse that Allah knows every one of us personally and He has counted us. Allah knows every single one of us, how we are doing, you know. Sometimes we just think that, oh Allah, do you know where I am? Why don't you listen to me? Why don't you respond to me? Allah says, I know every single of you. The reason you don't see me because you have put curtains around yourself of the desires of dunya, of the world, that you don't see me because you don't read my Quran. You don't even open Quran to see me. If you don't read Quran, how would you know that I am there for you? You never had chance to open a book and read me. So now you're asking me that do you know where I am? Or why don't you respond to me? Yawmal qiyamati farda, and everyone on of them shall come to Him on the day of resurrection all alone. Ya Allah, we will all go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah has counted all of us. Allah knows all of us. We will all go to Allah as a slave. Brothers and sisters, we all had to stand alone in front of Allah. Are we ready for that day that when we'll be standing in front of Allah with our deed book? It has to come, and the shafaat will come, intercession with Allah's permission. But we have to stand in front of Allah. Brothers and sisters, can we think that we can deal with, can we face Allah in the judgment day? The Lord will keep us awake at night and will compel us to do namaz al-shab in the fear of Allah, that Allah, I have to be in front of you alone. Let me get up in the night and see you alone in this night, so I can see you alone and you see me, that I am waking up because of you and your fear and your hope, so that inshallah on the judgment day when I meet with you, Allah, I hope from you. I hope from you. Inna ladina amnu wa amilu salihati sayaj'alu lahu rahmanu wudda. Verily those who believe and do righteous deeds, soon the beneficent will appoint love for them. Such a beautiful verse for believers. It is in narrations that if Allah loves somebody, He says, Jibreel, I love him. Who Allah will love? The Allah will love who has faith and has do good deeds with ikhlas, with the purity of heart. Only for him. Then Allah will start loving him. And when he loves, he says, Jibreel, I love him. And Jibreel goes and says, all other angels in the heaven, Allah loves him. So everybody start loving him. You know, like people go to the worldly love and being famous, but that's not good in any way. The real love comes from the heaven. Then everybody in the heaven start loving that person. Then that love spreads to the earth, and people in the earth start loving the person. We have the example of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Hussein. How many people love Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Even who are not Muslim, they love him. Because of his such a great good deed that everybody loves Imam Hussain. You know, I'm from India. Hindus love Imam Hussain. Because Allah put his love so famous. Christian love Imam Hussain. Same thing with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imam Ali. How many non-Muslims, they love them. Especially for the Wilayat Imam Ali. And the love for Imam Ali. This verse especially is for him. There are a lot of narrations about it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the love of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali is a reward that Allah gives to the believers who have righteous deed. So Allah creates love of Imam Ali in believers' heart, who have good deeds. This is a reward from Allah to put love of Imam Ali in the heart of believer, and that's what the verse is talking about. When if I strike the nose of a believer with this, my sword, for hating me, he will not hate me. And even if I pile all the wealth of the world before a hypocrite, in order that he loves me, he will not love me. This is because it is a verdict pronounced by the tongue of the prophet. O Ali, a believer will never hate you and a hypocrite will never love you. That's about it. That it is a love which is given by Allah to the believer's heart because of their faith and righteous deed, that he'll put the love of Imam Ali in our heart and have a wilayat of Imam Ali in our heart. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرُ بِهِ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنْدِرُ بِهِ قُوْمَ الْلُدَّى. So we have made it easy in your tongues that you may give glad tidings thereby to pious ones and warn thereby stubborn people. Allah is talking to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the Quran Hakim, that I have made this Quran easy on your tongue so you can give glad tidings to the believers and warn the stubborn people. Because Quran was revealed in Arabic and Prophet's mother tongue was Arabic and people could understand only Arabic in Arab. So Allah said that I have made it easy on your tongue, Prophet. This Quran, because in your mother tongue and you can explain them so well and give the glad tidings to the believers. And it is really, and so you can warn the stubborn people, Qawmal Ludda, those stubborn, haughty people. And the last verse, سورہ مریم وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَرْنِينَ هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُوا لَهُمْ رِكْزَا. And how many generations before we destroyed? Do you find any of them or hear a sound of them? Allah says in the last verse in Surah Maryam that how many generations are destroyed? Do you ever hear them? Do you find any of them or hear a sound of them? They're all gone. For this verse, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the destroyed generation is Umayyad. You may find none of them in the state of being hopeful or free from fear or horror. Allah did that to them. This only ruled 90 years. Then Allah destroyed them. Then came Bani Abbas. And Bani Abbas ruled for 500, 600 years. Then they were destroyed. Now we see today how people oppress Ahlul Bayt for 1400 years. And today you see Ahlul Bayt glory in Middle East. You see the shrines, how they are always crowded. And how much people love Ahlul Bayt. And how the oppressors are gone. Their parents are destroyed. Nobody is on their grave. Nobody cares for them. Allah showed here that Allah gives love in the heart of believer for their love for Ahlul Bayt. So you see that love going everywhere because of their great deeds. And you see the oppressors, they're gone, and you don't see any traces. Yazid trace you don't see anywhere today. You will not see Yazid trace anywhere. You won't only hear him, but you see Imam Hussain alayhi salam everywhere, his love is spreading. You see what is Quran, you see in them. You know these verses of Quran, you will only understand through Ahlul Bayt and how what Allah does through Ahlul Bayt. These verses about the enemies of Allah, really enemy of Ahlul Bayt. And who are the believers who accept the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt. Now we talk in last about Ashura. Ashura is because of love and hate. Those who were with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they were the lovers of Imam Ali, the father of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When Imam Hussain came to the battle on the 10th of Muharram, he said, "What I have done wrong to you that you want to kill me?" They said, "You know why we want to kill you? Because we hate your father. Your father's books, his brought us to kill you." Ya Kareem.